While some of us only contemplated getting out of bed this morning, five sleek canoes slipped into Lake Itasca. It's the headwaters of the Mississippi River. Eight women and three men will paddle those canoes for 10 weeks, navigating from one end of the river to the other. One crew member is a Whitefish Bay native. She says their mission is more profound than an exhilarating ride. The words paddle forward may be hand-painted on the canoes, but you need only meet Martha Brummett to recognize the trip is serious business.
Our aim is to go 30 miles a day on average, but other days we plan to go hopefully 50 or 60 miles when the conditions are right. It flows really fast.
The trip's inspiration came from a fellow adventurer.
The Paddle Forward Expedition is part of a young nonprofit based out of Minneapolis. And that nonprofit was started by a woman named Natalie Warren, and she is one of the first two women to paddle from Minneapolis to the Hudson Bay.
The nonprofit takes teens and adults on river trips, blending outdoor recreation with environmental education. Brummett says the Mississippi expedition has set more ambitious goals. Its crews will interact daily via the web with nearly three dozen classrooms, grade school through high school.
When you sign up your class, the teacher gains access to a variety of activities that the teachers can use for their math class or science class. And then we also have a virtual scavenger hunt.
The students will be able to follow the Mississippi trekkers and even share science, such as water quality information they dig up back at school. Brummett hopes more join along the way.
Our aim is to have a national dialogue amongst all of these classrooms.
One crew member won't be paddling. Instead, her assignment is videography. Brummett says she'll chronicle people the paddlers meet along the way. They plan to distill the footage into a documentary,
which is going to be called Voices of the Mississippi River. We want to use our adventure of the 11 of us as an avenue for capturing the relationship that other people have or what they have to say about the Mississippi River.
Brummett says her team's focus is to listen and learn.
I think that there are so many different factors to the Mississippi River, from environmental to historical to recreational and even employment. I've just been learning myself that over a million people have jobs that directly depend on the river. And beyond that, there's many, many more people whose jobs indirectly depend on the river.
Her green eyes flash when she acknowledges the crew does hope to drive home a deeper message.
The river basin is huge. It's extremely vast, and it covers so many states in the United States. One message that we want to try and get across is the impact of someone, say, in South Dakota is going to affect someone else in New Orleans via the waterways and how the water travels from one destination to another.
Mastering the art of listening might be less challenging than the perils the river could hold for the paddlers.
The serious traffic of big barges and tugboats is something we'll have to navigate and be really cautious about going through the dams in the locks. We will be mindful of alligators towards the very end. There was an article we just found about a 792-pound alligator that was hunted recently in the Mississippi.
What do you think that you bring to the team?
Don't
be humble.
I just filled out we're each to write 2 to 3 sentences describing our character so that we can work on our group dynamics before we set out. And I describe myself as someone who's thoughtful, organized, and energetic. And something that I bring to the group is I love planning logistics, so that's why I'm in charge of coordinating the food and where all of it's being shipped. And I love canoeing. It's one of my most favorite things to do, so I'm really looking forward to paddling hard every day.
Should watch her face when she says that.
Oh, yeah.
She'll have to do a lot of paddling. The longest canoe trip Brummett has made before this one was 460 miles on the Yukon. The Mississippi stretches 5 times longer. Exciting, yes. Glamorous, no.
Mostly we'll be wearing the same clothing for the entirety of the trip.
We'll occasionally check in on that 10-week odyssey. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.